It has been a year since Democrat Deidre Aboud, a Scottsdale attorney, announced her candidacy for the U.S. Senate. A Muslim, Aboud faced almost immediate backlash for her faith, but she says things are better now, at least in Arizona. KAWC's Luke Gum reports.
You announced this run for Senate a little over a year ago, before even Senator Flake had said he would not seek re-election. You got some negative response because of your faith at a time when anti-Muslim rhetoric was kind of spiking. So you've campaigned for about a year now. How have things changed or remained the same on that front for you?
You know, we weathered the storm. We stood up to it. We said, no, we're not backing down. We're American, too. You don't get to decide who we are. We get to decide who we are. And we can be strong and stand up against you. We also had some nationalist patriots come to some of our events. We welcomed them. We did not turn them away. We engaged. We de-escalated. We showed that we could be strong and respectful whether they were or not. So now, you know, people really would rather focus on the policies and what we can do and what we can do together. So there's definitely been a change.
That's a nice segue because AZ Central and some other publications have touted your legal background and your faith, saying it gives your voice greater resonance on issues like immigration and civil rights, on issues of religion and freedom of expression. Does that resonate for you as well?
I believe that being an attorney and being a member of a group that has sometimes been targeted, that it does give me a perspective. But I think that anybody can have empathy and common sense and see that when your neighbors are attacked, when your neighbors are disparaged, that you have a responsibility to stand up and say no. Because historically, too many times bad things have happened because our neighbors did not stand up and say no. Now is one of those times. We are at a crossroads. We have a choice to make.
Draw a distinction between yourself and the leading candidate in this Democratic primary, Kyrsten Sinema. What do you bring to the race that she doesn't? And in particular, on the issue of immigration, a lot of people criticizing Sinema for being fairly silent during a contentious period on the immigration front.
It is unacceptable in 2018 that because of politics, a person in a leadership position cannot speak out about kids in cages. We keep hearing about separated families, and that's true, but that's been part of immigration for years. Children in cages is new. Children in cages should surpass any political idea, any political party. And if you can't put aside your political aspirations to stand up against an administration who's choosing to put children in cages in the United States of America in 2018, then I don't know when you will stand up.
So we've got about a minute left. Deidre Aboud, candidate for U.S. Senate. Make your case for why you're the best candidate to be in the U.S. Senate representing the state of Arizona.
It is time for accountability, accessibility, and transparency. I have signed contracts such as candidates with a contract that I will not take corporate PAC or special interest money. We got to get the money out. We've got to dismantle Citizens United. I want voters to meet me, question me, and give me the opportunity to answer their questions. And I expect this office, somebody who's running for U.S. Senate should visit every single county in this state because we live in the state of Arizona, not the state of Maricopa.
All right, that's Deidre Aboud, Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.